Episode 42, April the 12th, 2011. Rare video of Yuri Gagarin in Manchester. Hello and welcome to AstroTalk UK. ATUK is a not-for-profit amateur astronomy podcast produced by me, Gurbir Singh, an amateur astronomer based in the UK. For more information, see the About and FAQ pages at www.astrotalkuk.org. On a cold, bright Wednesday morning, 50 years ago, in the Soviet town of Turiatam, a rocket launched a man into space, a critical initial step for any civilization that eventually travels to the stars. Any first is both special and trivial. Special because by definition it only happens once and arises from a complex set of circumstances that happen to come together at that point in time. It is trivial in the sense that it's nothing necessarily unique about the individuals that are involved. They too are chosen by circumstances beyond their control, driven perhaps by the desire for personal glory, an overwhelming sense of duty, or an innate curiosity to explore. The early space travelers and those who facilitated it overcame personal challenges, exhaustive training, and exposure to unrivaled grave danger to bring a new experience to mankind. Less than a month after his 27th birthday, Yuri Gagarin was launched into space aboard Vostok. 50 years on, there are now around 550 human beings to have experienced spaceflight in Earth orbit. Of all the orbital spaceflights, Gagarin's 108 minutes is the shortest. It was his only spaceflight. He died in an air crash in 1968 whilst training to return to spaceflight. In the immediate aftermath of his flight, Gagarin embarked on what turned out to be pretty much a world tour. In July 1961, he came to Britain at the invitation of the Amalgamated Union of Foundry Workers, because prior to joining the Soviet Air Force, Gagarin had trained and worked as a foundryman. He ended up meeting the British Prime Minister in London, and the Queen invited him for lunch at Buckingham Palace. But he came to Manchester first, because that is where the Union was based. Gagarin visited the Union headquarters, where he was made their very first honorary member and awarded a gold medal inscribed with the words, "Together, moulding a better world." He went on to visit a foundry in Trafford Park, the world's first purpose-built and largest industrial estate, and then Manchester Town Hall for a civic reception where he met Sir Bernard Lovell, director of the Jodrell Bank radio telescope that had assisted in the tracking of Soviet satellites and spaceships. This week's episode is the story of a short, originally 16mm cinefilm, partially with audio, recorded during Gagarin's visit to Manchester on 12th of July 1961. The film shows Gagarin's arrival at Manchester's Ringway Airport, the presentation ceremony at the Union office in Old Trafford, his visit to the foundry workers in Trafford Park, and Manchester Town Hall reception. The roll of film was discovered unlabeled in a cupboard in 1986 as the Union prepared to move out of the building that Gagarin had visited to another. The discovery was made by Alf Lloyd, a Union regional officer and a colleague. It had no label and was almost discarded. Alf Lloyd presented the film to the Manchester-based Northwest Film Archive in 1987. In early 2011, by chance, I had been in contact with space author Francis French, who is from Manchester but is now the Director of Education at San Diego Air and Space Museum in California. In 1987, he was researching Gagarin's visit to Manchester when he was shown a cinefilm in a Manchester Union office on a cine projector. During the screening, a part of the film broke off and he was given the broken segment as a gift. Fortunately, Francis kept that segment safe and recognized that this segment was part of the same roll of film after almost a quarter of a century later the two sections had been once again digitally reunited, and an edited version is available online at astrotalkuk.org for the very first time this century. The original film still resides with the Northwest Film Archive, where it is still accessible by appointment. Not least because of his humble family origins, but also because of his deep communist principles, the empathy and warmth of Gagarin's experience during his meeting with the foundry workers in Trafford Park was genuine and sincere. On 12th of April 1962, the first anniversary of his flight, Gagarin sent a message to the foundry workers in Manchester via Moscow Radio English Service. The message starts with the words, "Dear brothers," and goes on to recall his experience of his visit to Manchester and includes the moving statement, "The firm handshake of my fellow workers in the moulding workshops were dearer to me than many awards." The original recording had audio on only two sections. The first section records the presentation of the honorary membership at the union office by the Amalgamated Union of Foundry Workers president, Fred Hollingsworth. In the second audio section, Gagarin is fielding some questions at the reception in the Town Hall, Manchester. Gagarin did not speak English. His translator is Boris Belitsky.
"And with a sincere hope that through peaceful coexistence and friendships between our two great nations, this will be carried out. It is a great pleasure to present this on behalf of the Union to a brother Gagarin."
"Я считаю для себя очень большой честью быть избранным почетным членом вашего профсоюза, профсоюз, который является одним из старейших профсоюзов в мире.
I consider it the greatest honor possible to be an honorary member of your union." A union which ranks among the oldest in the world and has such fine traditions."
"Я считаю для себя очень большой честью быть награжденным вашей почетной золотой медалью."
"I shall consider it the greatest privilege to wear this honorary token."
"Символом которой является мир и дружба, устройство мира по-новому."
"Which is a symbol of the ideal of a better world, a world of peace and friendship."
"Были бы достигнуты в освоении космоса гораздо больше, чем это достигнуто сейчас."
"Yes, I think that if the Soviet Union were to combine its efforts with the entire West, we could make even faster progress in the exploration of outer space and could have even greater achievements to our credit."
"Major Gagarin, what are your own ultimate aims in space travel?"
"Чего бы вы сами хотели достигнуть в изучении космического пространства?"
"Ну, как у нас говорят, такая есть поговорка, аппетит приходит во время еды. Я вот слетал летать мне в космос понравилось, очень понравилось. И на ближайшее время я хотел бы побывать на Луне, слетать к Венере, на Марс. Ну а что дальше будет, это будет зависеть от того, насколько позволят мне мои силы, знания и те деловые качества, которые будут требоваться для этих полетов.
In Russian we have a saying, the appetite grows with eating. So having now made my first flight and having enjoyed it, I would naturally like to fly to the moon, then perhaps to Mars and Venus, and even further if my abilities make it possible.
Today's quote is from Yuri Gagarin himself. When you read the text of his speeches, reports in newspapers, and his formal messages, one recurring topic is about peace and friendship. Much is no doubt simple rhetoric, a response to the prevailing Cold War uncertainties, and even political propaganda. On reflection, however, I think much of it was honest, heartfelt, and genuine, and a genuine expression of his personal desire for peace and friendship. In a New Year greeting message of 1962 to Manchester, he states, "May this year be a year of peace on earth, and may the friendship between British and Soviet peoples develop and grow stronger."